In this bulletin, Victoria announces an easing of its COVID-19 restrictions. Israel launches airstrikes against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. And the Matildas earn a scoreless draw against Sweden ahead of the Olympic Games. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. Peggy Giacomelos with you. Victorians will no longer have to wear face masks outside under an easing of COVID-19 restrictions from Friday. A 25-kilometre travel limit for those living in Greater Melbourne will be scrapped, and people can have up to two others in their homes, plus dependents. Outdoor public gatherings will be capped at 20. Gyms, indoor entertainment and electronic gaming venues will be able to reopen. Acting Premier James Molino says people will still need to carry face masks and use them when required.
Masks will no longer be required in outdoors. However, they're still recommended where you cannot maintain at least 1.5 metre distance from others. Everyone must continue to wear them indoors, whether that's shopping or on a train or at your workplace.
And workplaces can return to 50% capacity or up to 20 people, whichever is greater. The announcement came after Victoria recorded three new locally acquired cases. Victoria will review the restrictions in a week's time with a view to a further easing. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says a cautious approach is necessary because there could be undetected positive cases. Meanwhile, a popular inner Melbourne market has been forced to close until Friday after a confirmed case visited on the weekend. Executive Director of the South Melbourne Market, Danielle Bleasby, has told Radio 3AW several thousand people visited the market during the exposure period.
We had about 7,000 people come through the site between 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. There is one tier one exposure side, which is Padre's Coffee. And then there are five other stores within the market and the market itself that are tier two.
The removal of the 25-kilometre travel restriction means Melburnians will be free to travel to regional Victoria. But those planning a trip to the snowfields will need to have a COVID-19 test within the 72 hours leading up to their arrival at the state's alpine resorts. Regional Victoria will have less stringent rules, including public gatherings of up to 50 people and visitors to the home increased to five adults per day, plus dependents. And New South Wales Health has been notified this afternoon of a new COVID-19 case who resides in Sydney's eastern suburbs. The case, a man in his 60s, has not travelled overseas in recent times. However, he works as a driver, which includes transporting international flight crew. The positive result on this test was confirmed today, and the case will be included in tomorrow's numbers. Urgent investigations into the source are underway, and the man's contacts have been told to isolate. Moving overseas now, and Israel has mounted an airstrike in the Gaza Strip in response to incendiary balloons being launched from the Palestinian territory. Hamas has threatened to take action over an Israeli nationalist march held on Tuesday through East Jerusalem. The airstrike could be the first since a truce was declared after 11 days of cross-border conflict last month. The flare-up in tension is likely to be the first test for Israel's new government. Australia's Trade Minister Dan Tehan says an in-principle free trade deal with the UK will create jobs. The deal still needs to be ratified by both countries before it can come into effect. Mr Tehan has told Parliament it's the most comprehensive free trade agreement negotiated with any country apart from New Zealand.
It's ambitious, it's liberalising, it's comprehensive. And not only that, it covers goods, it covers services, it covers investment and government procurement.
Members on both sides.
And for Australia, especially Australian agriculture, there are outcomes across the board. When it comes to rice, when it comes to sugar, when it comes to dairy, when it comes to lamb, when it comes to beef. And this agreement has been widely welcomed.
Australia's women's football team, the Matildas, has earned a scoreless draw against Sweden ahead of the Olympic Games. The outcome follows last Friday's 3-2 loss to Denmark. Australia will also face the US and New Zealand at the Tokyo Olympics, with their opener due on July the 21st. Let's take a closer look at Thursday's weather now around the nation. In Perth, a mostly sunny day, 19 for you. Showers increasing in Adelaide, a top of 16, much the same for Melbourne, 15. Showers continue also for Hobart, where it'll be 14 degrees, a partly cloudy 11 in Canberra. Fine and sunny in Wollongong, 19. Fine weather as well in Sydney, 18. Much the same for Newcastle, 19 as well. An early shower or two in Brisbane, and then a top of 24. A mostly fine and sunny day in Cairns, 29 degrees. And sunny in Darwin, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for a closer look at the day in news, as well as special features from the SBS news team.